We started just as a simple lead capture solution for e-commerce. We were talking to e-commerce merchants, small and large, who were telling us that email was the number one revenue channel they had for their store.
Welcome to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast, brought to you by Milk Bottle Labs, Ireland's top-rated Shopify experts. Milk Bottle Labs build, upgrade, migrate, and market Shopify and Shopify Plus stores all over the world. Milk Bottle will migrate you onto Shopify with zero interruption, guaranteed, or optimize your Shopify store and maximize store sales. This podcast is kindly supported by our favorite Shopify app and the only app we install in every store. Rewind.io is the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. We'll talk more about Rewind later. Now over to your host, founder of Milk Bottle Labs, Keith Matthews.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. Today we are going to talk about one of the most annoying features in a Shopify store, or at least annoying to those people who don't actually use them. Today we are joined by Ben Jabouet, and he's the CEO and founder of Privy. Privy was made famous many years ago by creating intelligent pop-ups, and it's now grown to have its apps installed in over 400,000 stores worldwide in 180 countries. So really looking forward to learning how you as a Shopify merchant can increase sales using intelligent pop-ups rather than the previously really annoying ones that we used many, many years ago. We'll also have an offer for you guys in the show notes. So here we go. It's great to have you. I have been following you for many, many years, and I'm just reading your numbers. You know, 400,000 stores, customers in 180 countries. For any app developer that's out there, you know, I hope they're listening, because it's a wonderful, wonderful story. So just give us a brief background to how you ended up with Privy and where, you know, how you started.
Sure, happy to. Thanks for having me on too, by the way. So, hey everyone, I'm Ben. I'm the founder and CEO here at Privy. For those who aren't familiar, we are a leader in e-commerce marketing for small e-commerce stores. So we started just as a simple lead capture solution for e-commerce. We were talking to e-commerce merchants, small and large, who were telling us that email was the number one revenue channel they had for their store. And, you know, they did things on top of their website, like running coupons, paying for ads to drive traffic, but they didn't really have a great way to convert more of the site traffic they had into email relationships, right? And so, you know, the behavior was they knew they were sending email newsletters through MailChimp or whatever they were using, and they would drive more revenue, but they didn't have a great way to grow that list. And so we kind of looked at some of the workflows and the behaviors that merchants had on top of their store, and we just kind of made it really easy to design lead capture forms after you opted in, revealed that coupon code, and that coupon code automatically worked on the back end of your store, whether that was Shopify, BigCommerce, et cetera. And so that simple workflow was kind of our wedge into the market and became our bread and butter over our first few years.
So if we go back to 2011, Ben, when you kicked off, would I be correct in saying at that time a pop-up was just a really annoying feature of poorly designed websites that basically forced you into signing up to, you know, an email platform so they would basically spam you?
Yeah, actually back then it wasn't even that. It was, you know, pop-ups were known as like these second windows that would load outside the context of the site you're looking at, and they would display an ad, and it had nothing to do with the site that you were on or an email form or anything like that. So I think, you know, that's like when you think about the roots of the sentiments that people have around pop-ups, like that's where they really started, was around those obtrusive ads. When we launched early on, we actually didn't even offer a pop-up. You know, we had these, we still support them today. I don't know if you've ever seen our banner format or our bars, but they're pretty slick. You know, they snap across the width of the page. They kind of come like they float down from the top third or bottom third. you know, they look great. And that was actually our wedge into the market. I don't even think we offered the pop-up format until must have been like 2016.
And at the time when you conceived the idea, were you like 2011, e-commerce was obviously, it was popular, but also there would have been a lot of content websites on the internet. So were you specifically focused on increasing sales for e-commerce store owners, or were you just trying to gather subscribers for any sort of website? So were you always focused on e-commerce?
No, we weren't. We actually started focused on retail, so brick and mortar. And it was like that original concept around making it easy to design your promotion, put it on your website without needing to have a developer help you, make it look great, and capture the email in exchange for the promotion. We had no Shopify integration. We had no BigCommerce, no Magento, none of that. At the time, it was really just focused on, you know, adding this little snippet of code to any retail site. But we weren't even familiar with e-commerce at the time.
You know, in the early days, if we were to suggest to a Shopify store owner to add a pop-up to a store, they would laugh us out of the room because, there was a period where it was a very annoying feature. Now, you guys have effectively driven the market and, you know, the runway and the roadmap for the added functionality has been, in my belief, has been driven by you guys. So you're no longer really producing pop-ups. You're capturing emails, but you're also converting leads and adding to sales. So can you just walk us through a simple example of where Privy comes in to capture the email and to boost the store sales for a store owner?
Yeah, absolutely. So the most basic example is, you know, I'm running my e-commerce store and, you know, I've paid for some Instagram ads and people are visiting my store, right? Just from a process perspective, I think it's important for people to recognize that, you know, if 100 people click my ad and land on my store, how many of those are instantly ready to buy, right? The reality is it's actually a very small percentage of those 100 clicks. So what we do is we make it easy for you to look for signals on the website of people that might be interested, but not ready. And so, you know, that could be, hey, here's a visitor who came from Instagram. He or she scrolled all the way to the bottom of my site. They've looked at two or three pages, and now they're about to leave the site, and I don't know who they are, right? So that might be a really high intent lead that if I present them with a nice looking form, maybe where the content matches the ad of the Instagram ad that drove them to the store, then I can have a higher likelihood of building an email relationship with that visitor. And then it's up to me to educate that person, not while they're on my site, but through some drip email campaigns on why we're unique, the story of why we started, and why they should buy from us, not Amazon.
So you're talking about a simple welcome series.
Yeah. And from a, like, how do you get there? You connect the dots through a campaign through Privy that's about targeting the right group of visitors with a form. And that could take different formats, right? It could be a pop-up or it could be a flyout, which is what we recommend for mobile, or it could be a simple bar that looks good and is just kind of tied to certain signals that your visitors are giving you. And that's the type of, you know, magic that Privy creates for our merchants, is just removing the complexity of targeting the right people and getting them to opt into your list.
Okay, so when you talk then about a welcome series and outbound email, does Privy provide that service itself, or is it heavily dependent on integrations, let's say, with MailChimp or Klaviyo?
Both. So the history of the company was that Privy, we originally started just focused on email capture. And so because of that, you know, we wanted to be known as like the best conversion platform out there. We integrated with all the existing players in email. So that's Klaviyo, that's MailChimp, Bronto, Retention Science, you name it. And over the years, we realized, wow, our sweet spot as a brand is to support small and growing merchants, right? We're not focused on enterprise brands. And You know, we're not really focused on providing enterprise grade segmentation or personalization, right? That's not what we're about. We're about making it easier for more merchants to achieve the foundational tactics of e-commerce marketing. And so, you know, that means we do things differently. Like we offer a great free plan. And on top of that free plan, we even offer live chat support for our merchants, right? Because they all have questions and everyone's, you know, struggling to figure this out. And we do trainings, right? And so because of that, we started to see at the small end of the market, small businesses, we started to get a lot of requests for, hey, how come I need, you know, MailChimp, let's say, if Privy is easy to use, great support, and I'm growing my list here. And so we said, you know what? You're right. I think we can offer a simple e-commerce email marketing package for the small end of the market. And so in 2019, we rolled that out, Privy Email.
That's an interesting point you made about the chat support for the free plan. One of the most annoying things that I find with most, you know, SaaS services is they use, you know, the bait of 24/7 chat support as a way of forcing customers to upgrade from the free plan to their next plan. So you took a completely different approach, and you actually learned then from those customers that were questioning the features.
Totally. In my mind, and I actually used to do the support, and what I learned was, like, you're getting amazing feedback from people that are trying to use your product, right? That are trying to build, you know, businesses. These are entrepreneurs just like me, right? So these are the people that, you know, I set out to help. And so I found that a lot of the other vendors in the space kept moving support to higher tiers, right? You can't, it's like getting harder and harder to connect with a human at all these large companies. And so, you know, for us, it's kind of a no-brainer. This is who we started the company to serve. And if they're willing to talk to us and give us feedback and we can help them that way, that's a great way for us to add value and to differentiate.
The tactic not necessarily to chase enterprise customers, has that paid off, or do you see yourself eventually, like with Shopify, for example, if you look at the growth of Shopify Core, they ended up creating Shopify Plus so that they could best serve these customers that, you know, were high value clients. But do you see yourself eventually then moving into an enterprise tier? Because if you have customers that are with you since 2011, well then, is it safe to assume that their revenue is growing and that they may actually need a higher tier of support?
Yeah, and we do certainly offer that. I mean, I think our stance is that you got to know who you're building for. And the more specific you are, the better you can make that experience. And so, you know, I think there's a couple different ways to look at it. Like, we're not going to target MVMT, right? Movement watches, wherever they are in their journey, they're probably pushing 100 million in revenue, right? Like, we're not going to reach out to them and say, hey, you should start using Privy today. Our mission is really to provide, you know, not just the software, but the tools and the education and the support, right? So our goal would be, hey, if Movement is starting today as a new brand, you know, it's one person or two people, we hope that they will start with us. And that if you're getting your infrastructure set up on Privy, that's definitely part of it. We continue to mature our features and add more value over time. But we want to really offer that all-in-one experience to smaller businesses and, you know, ideally stay with them as they grow, but not target enterprise businesses to switch over to Privy.
That's an interesting takeaway for anybody listening, because you would think, you know, if you're starting out in business, that you really want to try and target, you know, high net worth clients and probably have less clients that are of higher worth. But your approach has been not the opposite, but it's been slightly different. And I mean, you can't argue with it considering that you've 400,000 users in, you know, 180 countries. I'm going to quote that a few times probably in the interview. I mean, I just think it's an absolutely super story. One point that you made there a second ago about helping SMEs to be successful and not targeting the larger clients. Do you have a definition in your head as to what an SME is in the US? Is an SME less than $1 million turnover?
Yeah. Like, when we think about it in terms of headcount too, So, you know, it's basically 1 to 3 employees is when we want our brands to start working with us, you know, all the way up to 30 people, I'd say, where, you know, 1 to 2 of those is on the marketing team. And from a revenue perspective, yeah, it's, you know, we want to help you get your first sale, you know, and we want to grow with you past 1 million. But I'd say our sweet spot of the brands that are starting with us every day is the 0 to 1 million.
Okay, that's good. I heard you in the past talk about an interesting feature. You were explaining, it was at a conference, I can't remember where it was, I actually saw it on YouTube, where you were explaining to the interviewer the difference between a checkout abandonment and a cart abandonment.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And I was just listening to this going, ooh, when I talk to that guy, I'm going to mention that too.
That's so great.
For users, I suppose, just for people that don't know, the Shopify has an inbuilt checkout abandonment feature. So if a user places their email address into the checkout and then they abandon, Shopify has this automated email that goes out. We find ourselves pushing those abandoned cart emails through Klaviyo for the majority of our customers. But I was educated when I listened to you. So can you explain to people the difference between the checkout abandonment and the cart abandonment, and then what you guys can do to basically capture more cart and checkout abandonments than most of the platforms?
Yeah, I love that you were watching that. So just like picture your site. Let's say you're on Shopify, right? So someone comes to your site, they're looking at one of your products. Step one is they add to cart, right? And, you know, they might be reviewing the cart page and seeing what's in there. And then if they're ready to proceed, they'll proceed and start checking out, right? And that's actually a separate URL. And in the checkout process, there's a spot, usually at the very top, where they're including their email address. And, you know, they fill out their email, you know, their shipping address, et cetera. And then they might proceed to the next step, which would be payment info. And so the typical abandonment email series is based off the visitors getting far enough along in the checkout process where literally in the checkout page, they've included their email and moved to the next step, right? And so that's incredibly, it's a hugely important audience because they're literally at the bottom of the funnel. They're about to make a purchase. Right. And so if that person leaves, then, you know, Shopify recognizes who that is. You could suck that into MailChimp or Klaviyo or anywhere else. And you can send what's really called a checkout abandonment email. Right. Very important step. But the majority of abandonment, meaning people that are adding products to the cart and leaving, is actually happening before the checkout step. Right. So it's, you know, I hit the site, I'm browsing a product, I add that product to the cart, and I might leave before I've included my email in the checkout process. And so that's a huge opportunity where we can add value around recognizing more of those visitors earlier in the cart abandonment process. And so the way that Privy can help there is, you know, a typical Privy user will be converting 5 to 10% of new visitors into leads. And at the moment that a visitor puts in their email address in a Privy form and submits it, we now recognize who that person is, right? We store the cookie, we tie that to the email address, and we can monitor their behavior for you on your website, right? And so if 5 to 10% of your visitors are known entities to Privy, then we can actually help you recognize up to 5 times more people that are adding to the cart and abandoning before they've even gotten to the checkout step.
Let's take a short break and I'll share the one app we install on every Shopify build. The team at Rewind.io have developed the leading backup solution for Shopify. Did you know there is no way of recovering lost data from a Shopify store? Rewind.io automatically backs up your store data. In the event of a data loss, usually due to human error, Rewind enables you to rewind your store back to its previous state. It's so simple and is used by some of the world's leading Shopify agencies, such as Kurt Elster of EtherCycle and Kelly Vaughan at The Tap Room. If your store is gaining traction, you may have multiple users making changes. Often store owners allow team or app developers enter a store to add code. Sometimes mistakes happen and data gets deleted. You can reduce your business risk today and prevent a costly catastrophe by installing the Rewind.io app on your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free by simply responding to any of the welcome messages or emails you receive after you begin your 7-day trial and mention this podcast. Now, back to the interview.
Ben, I would not have known that until you told me.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, I call it like a dirty secret of the industry because everyone throws around the word card abandonment emails.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What they're really talking about is a checkout abandonment email.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are. Obviously, I don't like quoting percentages, but there must be only 10% would actually get to the cart and put in their email address before they'd be interrupted for some reason or decide at that point to leave. So can you measure the difference then within Privy? You may not be able to do this, but the difference between the success of the checkout abandonment versus the cart abandonment. In terms of adding revenue to a store, are you seeing that this, what you've just described, is a major revenue generator across all your customers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just to be clear, we'll also, you know, suck in the checkout abandonment, and so we can handle that for you as well. But typically, like, we have this page on our site, privy.com/ROI. You can check it out. It's got all sorts of fun stats in there. But we typically see 6 times more carts recovered through this cart abandonment versus checkout abandonment. So, you know, if you know in your head how many carts you're recovering today, imagine if you multiply that by 5 or 6, and that's the type of result that we'd expect by using this.
Like, I'm already thinking of a couple of stores that could use this. So to go back to your pricing and to go back to your product, is that availability, that function, is that available on every price plan?
Yeah, let me walk you through this. So at Privy, we actually have 3 products. So we've got the Privy Growth Plan, which has a free tier associated with it. That's what most people know us for. Those are the pop-ups and, you know, the flyouts and the wheels and all that. So that product is priced based on the amount of website traffic you have. There's the free tier, which includes all the features, and then it starts at $20. Privy Email is where our email series, newsletter, card abandonment, order confirmation lives. And that starts at $10 for your first 1,000 contacts. And just like other email marketing solutions, it's based on the number of contacts. But it's designed to be small business friendly and should be a no-brainer based on cost. We're typically 3 to 4 times less than other providers. And then we just launched Privy Text, which lets you use text or email around card abandonment, order confirmation, etc., which starts at $10 as well.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I interviewed Mike from SMS Bump recently, who created the SMS Bump, which is the app to switch on text messaging to customers, which was recently acquired by Yotpo. And
yeah,
some of the examples that he gave me of the success of SMS, it's obvious that the opening rate is going to be higher than an email because, you know, we're all, I suppose, married to our phones now. Do you see SMS as a long-term opportunity, or do you see it as something that consumers will grow tired of?
You know, it's so funny, Keith. I think we opened this episode by talking about how annoying pop-ups are. Right? And look what's happened years later, right? You know, it's a huge tactic that drives a ton of success and revenue for e-commerce businesses. And I think the same reactions that I had in when we entered the market around our lead capture solution is what we're hearing around text messaging. Oh, I would never opt in for that, or, you know, I don't want these things on, I don't want to hear from brands through text. But the reality is, I think this is the next wave of consumer marketing, right? Especially for international, especially for younger demographics of customers. It just really feels like this is the next owned marketing channel outside of email that is driving a lot of impact for merchants who are adopting it early. Now, I do agree, you need to be really careful. You know, TCPA compliance, which stands for Telephone Consumer Protection Act, a lot of people don't know that, is a very serious thing, right? And so you can't like import phone numbers just because you have them in your store and send a a broadcast text. Like, no, you're going to get in trouble for that. But I think the opportunity for text is for you to control this from a single point, right? From a single vendor. So you understand, hey, you know, if someone abandons my cart, I want to intertwine email and text over a 2-day period to try to drive that person back to a sale, right? So I think there's going to be a lot of like really pointed, targeted opportunities around text in conjunction with email, which will still remain the anchor. But, you know, anytime I hear from people push back around consumer adoption of new channels, you know, that's when I say to myself, wow, this is really history repeating itself. I think a lot of people 5 years ago were saying that exact same thing about email.
I think you're on the money there, but you also mentioned, you know, about the setup and the management of it. What I would say is that you've described it very well. We come from a market in Ireland where obviously we have GDPR, which was launched last year, which is, you know, regulation, which is consumer driven to protect the consumer. So, and the same rules are around SMS and around email. I mean, you basically can't contact somebody unless they've actually agreed to opt in or showed some sort of an intent on your site. I think SMS probably does have the same potential as email, but I would be, you know, we're setting up, for example, we're editing the contact forms on a lot of our Shopify store owners' websites. And what we've begun to do is to begin to create a bank of messages. So when somebody subscribes to a newsletter, they're now given the option to submit their SMS. And a lot of customers aren't actually doing anything with it. But when they do begin to use SMS, they just have to be really, really careful, because they can turn a wonderful marketing channel into a bad customer experience very, very quickly. So I would just proceed with caution if I was a merchant.
I agree. And actually, just to clarify, like Privy Text, out of the gate, we're not even including the ability to send like a broadcast text. You know, our view is, especially for the small end of the market where we play, is it's really about taking the power of Privy's list growth tools, which are fully compliant, respect GDPR, CCPA, all of that stuff out of the box, and letting you build text-based relationships. And I think, you know, out of the gate, we're focused on the after sign-up text, right? You just signed up, like, here's your 5% code and cart abandonment, because we think text is really powerful around triggered messages, helping answer questions, et cetera, things like that, as opposed to like the broadcast text. And I understand there's a lot of value there. And a lot of merchants are hungry to try that. But because it's early days for this new marketing channel, and there is a lot of, you know, compliance wrapped around it that's serious, you know, we're just trying to make sure that our merchants aren't going to get themselves into trouble.
100% agreed. But I mean, you know, you've given your user base a few excellent channels to market. And if SMS is another one and it can help stores improve sales, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Do you find, Ben, that it will force people to improve their mobile experience? Because there's probably no point in having SMS as an outbound marketing channel if when the customer clicks on that site that it's not mobile optimized, because most are now, but certainly the experience needs to be a positive one on mobile.
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, that's the beauty of text, right? Like, I think at this point, you can kind of assume that I think the number is like over 65% of your traffic's mobile anyway. But, you know, specifically with text, like the format is much simpler, right? Like, you don't have to worry, is this person going to open this text on their desktop or on their phone? Like, it's just going to their phone, right? And so I think, you know, that same like post-click experience needs to be tailored, because you know so much more about what device they're on. And, you know, you can probably make some assumptions that, you know, maybe they're at work or maybe they're on the couch with their family. And so keeping it fast, keeping it lean and mean and mobile format, like that's, you know, that's exactly how brands should be thinking first and foremost.
And of course, you have less copy to write because you've only 160 characters. Oh, well, you can obviously go above that, but the messages are categorized, they're joined together. So, well, maybe in some cases it would actually be harder to write a decent message with less content, but yeah, probably less time consuming to actually produce content for SMS. Before we go, do you have any other less well-known plays for site conversion that you'd recommend to our Shopify listeners?
Yeah, definitely. So we talked a lot today about cart abandonment emails, checkout abandonment emails. The one other kind of play that I would layer on top of that that has worked tremendously for our merchants is what we call a cart saving display. So this is not an email. This is going to be something that lives on top of your website. And, you know, I'll walk through this scenario, right? So someone hits your site, they add a product to the cart, and you know at that point how much money or which products are in their cart and how valuable that potential order is to your business, right? And so the behavior, and don't worry if you fall into this because pretty much all founders and marketers do this. The behavior is we know they're going to abandon the cart and we let them do it anyways. And we wait till they're actually off of our website to trigger that cart or checkout abandonment email, right? And that's okay. But our view is, hey, if you have the data and capability to recognize, here's someone who has over $100 in their cart right now. They're on my cart or checkout page this minute. And based on their mouse movement or the time or the behavior, we can actually detect that they're going to abandon that cart. And so this is what we call the Privy Cart Saver, which would let you target an exit intent pop-up based on how much money someone has in their cart or which products are in their cart. And if you use those two concepts together, exit intent and the cart value targeting, then you're looking at the people that are really high value to your business. And those might be good people to focus. Hey, before you go, like, you know, are you interested in joining our list? Here's a 5% coupon for this purchase right now. And what we found is that cart saver can actually help you reduce the number of carts that would normally go abandoned by 10% before they ever leave the site.
Aha, very clever. And can you, if the cart is above $100 or euros or 200 or 300, can you target a different offer based on the cart size?
Exactly. That's like level 201. Right? That's what we call a tiered cart saver. So if someone has $1,000 in their cart versus 20, you might want to treat those people differently, right? And so that's the magic behind a cart saving display.
Well, if they have $1,000 in their cart, you should probably ring them up and offer them dinner.
Exactly. Yeah. Drive over to where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ben, what next for Privy?
I'm excited. You know, I think a lot of what's happening here under the hood is an evolution, right? I think a lot of people know us for our roots around lead capture, but our mission has expanded and, you know, our platform has expanded. And so I think we're pouring a lot into really trying to become the destination to learn about how to grow your e-commerce business along with the tools to do that. So, you know, expect a lot from us this year. We're throwing a big conference this year in the fall. We're launching new products. We just launched our own e-commerce marketing show. So, you know, stay tuned. Definitely give us a follow.
Hey, yes, you've launched a podcast. Plug it there. Give us some details on exactly what that is.
Yeah, so we hired a CMO, Dave Gearhart, who's a longtime friend of mine, incredible marketer.
Is that Dave worked with you initially and he came back? Am I right?
Yeah, Dave. Before we were really who we are today, Dave and I got started together in the early days of Privy.
Great.
Yeah, so he's back. You know, the whole idea is that the audience for the e-commerce marketing show are these smaller businesses that are kind of struggling to understand where to go for the foundational tactics and education. And we bring on all sorts of amazing guests, merchants, agency owners, founders of other tech companies in the space, you name it. The goal is to really provide tactical, approachable education and advice and stories for e-commerce founders.
Oh, that's great. And it's nice to see you investing in content like that because it's just so important. In the last couple of years, there's been a couple of nice introductions in the podcast area. And I think for most busy merchants, it's just so much easier to listen to a YouTube video or a podcast episode rather than, you know, reading a blog. So hats off to you there. I mean, you've got, like, I can't even imagine how many other app ideas you have with the amount of data and information and feedback you have from so many customers. I mean, you must have a serious insight into the challenges and the also, I suppose, the success factors. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. Definitely a lot of opportunity. I think for now, we just need to hone in and really focus on the three offerings that we have and make those as strong as possible. But yeah, definitely excited about what else could come.
Fantastic, Ben. It's been great having you. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. In the show notes, we'll put in some links back to your the marketing show, back to Privy. I will probably see you at Unite.
Awesome. Yeah, look forward to it, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. All of our episodes are available on Spotify and iTunes. We really appreciate the support of our sponsor, Rewind.io, the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free. Just respond to any of the welcome messages or emails after you begin your 7-day free trial and mention our podcast. Until the next time, take care.